We hear a lot of talk about health care. We spend a lot of money on health care, yet we seem to get so little of either. If you're ready for real science, common sense health from two guys who care, welcome to Have a Heart Health Radio. Here are your hosts, health journalist Bill Sardi and health warrior Dave Stouter. And welcome, everyone, to the first Have a Heart Health Radio program. We're glad to be with you today. You're going to learn a lot. We hope you can listen every week. I am Dave Stouter, owner of Apple Health Foods in Redwood City, California, often referred to as the health warrior. And with me
is Bill Sardi, health journalist, author of about 12 health books. But David, I don't like us to deliver all of our qualifications and all that to people. Yes, I've written health books. Yes, you've run a radio show. The point is, people want to know whether we know anything, and can we give it with a loving heart to people without commercial gain? Give them all the information and help them with their urgent health issues. And what a time to debut a radio show like this, because they're dethroning saturated fat is not the bad guy. They say here that it has nothing to do with coronary artery disease. And what has spawned the diabetes epidemic that's gone around the globe? Refined sugar, particularly high fructose corn syrup. And what was the vector, the carrier for that? Soda pop went all the way around the globe and spawned this diabetes epidemic. What a time. And statin drugs, there's kind of what I say a bifurcation there. The science says no on statin drugs. They really don't lower the risk of mortality for heart disease. At the same time, Big Pharma and the rest are saying put more people on statin drugs. It doesn't match the science. Can we sort that out for our listeners here? What about all the biological threats we have in life, all of them together? No study considers heavy metals, carcinogens, chemicals, PCBs, genetically modified foods, all of these things together that we talk about, high fructose corn syrup, they're all out there. What about all the biological threats? There's 48 million cases of food poisoning in a year and so on. What about those in total? Is there a molecule? We'll tell our audience about it here today. That is a sponsored part of our program because it comes from garlic. There is a key molecule in garlic that our listeners need to know about that address all of the biological threats we face today, including aging. And then what kind of doctoring are we getting today, David? Is your doctor, if you're listening to this health program today, you're listening to Bill Sardi, Dave Stouter, is your doctor recommending vitamin B12 and fish oil to you? Well, he should be, because in the last few months, they found out that the incredible shrinking brain is going on. As we get older, the brain shrinks. We're losing millions of cells, and we can head that off if we get enough vitamin B12 and enough of omega-3 fish oil. Is your doctor just telling you about this? And what about the vitamin D revolution? We actually need more sunlight. That's going in another contrary direction, more vitamin D. And it looks like our sun phobia set off all these autoimmune diseases, all of this asthma we see in kids, type 1 diabetes, which is the childhood diabetes, all the food allergies, all of this spawned by our avoidance of the sun and low vitamin D levels. What a time to debut a radio show, and I'm sure our audience wants us to sort this out for them.
You know, Bill, it's funny you say that. I have told people in my store that if I could just get people to take more fish oil and more vitamin D3, that I would actually feel like I've done something with my life, that I've helped someone. You know, I want to talk about this garlic thing, but I want to ask you something. I've had people coming in our store for the last couple of weeks, and they're saying, did you hear that cinnamon, the simple spice, another spice, actually causes liver damage? People are all paranoid about the cinnamon. Have you seen anything about this?
I haven't. Tell me about it.
Well, okay. I did a little research, all right, because people are coming in saying, all right, so here's what I found out, Bill. What they say is, now, I want you to listen to the headline of this study real quick. Sensitive people who consume cinnamon-flavored foods, drinks, and food supplements may have a higher risk of liver damage. And so they point out that real cinnamon, Ceylon cinnamon, is expensive. Nobody uses it. They use cassia. Cassia has a constituent called coumarin. And now listen to this line, Bill. Studies have linked coumarin intake to liver damage in a small number of sensitive people. And I have a question for you before I get to the end here. If you hear that, studies have linked coumarin intake to liver damage in a small number of sensitive people, doesn't that imply that we have some people who have had their liver damaged by cinnamon? Isn't that what that says to you?
It sounds so odd because people have been taking cinnamon powder for years without any known liver damage reports of same. So it just seems odd, but go ahead. So,
but you think that, gee, where did they get those people? So listen, folks, as everybody's around the water cooler and telling all their friends not to take cinnamon supplements because people have had their liver damage, that those studies that they mentioned, I looked them up, Bill, and you know what the studies are? The studies are studying the variance in coumarin in different cassia species. So there was not one person ever found who ever had their liver damaged. Now, listen to this. You want to hear some mealy-mouth language? Listen to this. The natural ingredient in the spice may carry a theoretical risk of causing liver damage in a small number of sensitive people who consume large amounts of cinnamon.
Okay, David, but I don't want to lose our audience because they want to know why we're here. Why do we want to come back, share on the radio with people from our heart? That's what it's all about. Why do we want to share with them? Because our claim is, and will be, every time we're on the air, there's a fraud going on here. You're not being told all the truth. You can get well at home. God gave you a self-healing body, and there's some tips how to activate this and how to tap into it. But the point is, health insurance going right through the roof. Modern medicine has priced itself out of affordability. The insurance premiums are going to double even under this Affordable Care Act. What are we going to do? I'll tell you what we're going to do, David. We're going to have to care for ourselves at home. Self-care is going to be the paradigm. And what does it all boil down to? And believe me, audience, when I say this, garlic. You're going to be living and using garlic if you pay attention to our program here. What is this program all about? It's about primarily the use of dietary supplements rather than drugs. And the way modern medicine is approached everything now, everything is a drug deficiency. Average American on about 5 to 7 drugs at one time. None of those drugs making us healthy. And the issue is we're spending about $270 a month per capita, everybody, man, woman, and child, on drugs and only $10 a month on dietary supplements.
That's horrible, Bill. What are we doing?
We've got to provide a more convincing argument, hence this show, for people to abandon the problematic drugs, back away. Now, when the insurance premiums get too high and the people can't afford it, I wrote a little online book, people can go get it for free, The Collapse of Conventional Medicine, and it's only because insurance pays that people keep getting, buying what modern medicine has. They've got a for sure cure of hepatitis C now. It takes 270 days. And you take one pill a day for $1,000 a day. $1,000 per pill, if you can imagine this. Listen to what I'm going to tell you here, David. For all of our audience that's certainly partaking of conventional medicine, all the doctoring and Medicare, they put their money in, they want their money's worth back. There's a doctor here writing in Medscape. It's where doctors go to learn about modern medicine. And it says, why aren't we prescribing nitroglycerin? There used to be nitroglycerin tablets. There's a shortage of them now. I wonder why. But when you get a little angina chest pain, we used to just give people nitro tablets, and that was it. Today, no one's prescribing nitroglycerin, and everybody gets a stent in their heart and a little cut in their groin, and they run a wire up into your heart and put this little prop to keep your arteries open and your coronary arteries open. They're gaming us. What happened to the nitro tablets? This is the way it was managed before. So we're being gamed all the way down the line.
So Bill, I know a little bit because what you taught me about garlic in the last couple months is phenomenal. It's stunning. And the reason I brought up this little cinnamon scare was here's what I don't want to happen. In a couple of minutes, you're going to tell us what's new in garlic science. And it really is mind-blowing. It addresses almost every problem we have. But people are going to be made afraid of natural substances. People are walking around being afraid of cinnamon for no reason. And wouldn't it be horrible if the news you're going to tell us that people actually became afraid of garlic? And that's what we don't want to happen.
Well, you know, garlic made it into the Bible. They paid the workers with garlic bulbs. And then when Moses took his little clan of, pyramid builders out of Egypt, they said, gee, we could remember they wandered in the desert, if you remember, trying to find food. They lived off manna. But we remember the days in Egypt when he had the cucumbers and the melons and the garlic. So why does it stand out in history? You know, the Roman soldiers marched into battle chewing garlic. If you can get this, they planted the shoots of garlic in every country they went in because it was their medicine. And so what's unusual about garlic, and I'll tell you what it is, we're missing it in garlic pills. We're getting it in fresh garlic cloves if we can handle the pungency and the obviously the garlic odor.
Okay, so here's what I want to do. We're going to take a short break here on Have a Heart Health Radio, and we're going to talk about garlic when we come back. Now, remember, garlic is part of the Mediterranean diet. It's one of the things in the Mediterranean diet considered the healthiest diet on the planet. But I have a feeling that you're going to learn something about garlic that you didn't know, and this may be one of the most profound health discoveries probably in the last couple of decades. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
A newly recognized genetic pathway now makes it possible to offer an anti-aging pill for less than $10 a month. The genetic pathway is called NRF2. NRF2 is the most powerful pathway to increase the human health span and lifespan, naturally activating internal enzymatic antioxidants. While there are over 60 natural molecules that trigger NRF2, the most powerful is the most noxious and pungent, allicin, which is only produced when a fresh clove of garlic is crushed, but because of its pungency, is difficult to swallow. Stomach acid destroys the enzyme that activates allicin, rendering most garlic pills impotent. Enter Garlazyme, the world's first alkaline buffered garlic capsule that assuredly produces enzyme-activated allicin as shown in a human study. There are garlic capsules that pretend to offer allicin. Then there are NRF2 activating drugs and herbal products which cost $40 to $50 a month and are sometimes unreliable. Garlazyme assuredly produces allicin, the primary active molecule in garlic without garlic odor. A 30-day supply can cost less than $10 a month. So turn in your body's internal natural antioxidants with Garlazyme, the world's first enzyme-activated garlic capsule. Call 866-674-3955 or go to garlizyme.com to learn more. That's 866-674-3955.
Radio. Yours truly, Dave Stouter, health warrior, owner of Apple Health Foods. And my companion here, Bill Sardi, health journalist, is going to tell you about garlic. Oh, you know all about garlic. I mean, a lot of us live close to Gilroy, garlic capital of the world. We've been taking garlic pills. We put garlic in our food. Trust me, there's things you don't know about garlic that Bill, are people even going to believe this? This is remarkable.
It's a big story that's overlooked. You know, in the 1970s, Stanford University took garlic. They had a good track record the first few studies. Garlic was lowering cholesterol. Turns out cholesterol's not the real primary cause of coronary artery disease. It's been dethroned, and it's really calcium. Our arteries are calcifying and hardening, and that's what's causing coronary artery disease. But of all things, garlic cures that too. And so what happened is, after a while, subsequently, garlic faded because the manufacturers couldn't keep the quality in the pills they were making. They were making enteric-coated pills that would go past the stomach acid, get into our intestines, below the stomach, and then produce the main active ingredient, which is called allicin. Well, the stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes allicin, so all of a sudden they changed the way they made those enteric-coated pills, and they weren't working anymore, and they were going all the way through the system and being digested out, or were opening up in the stomach where the stomach acid destroyed the enzyme that made this wonderful allicin molecule. Now, let me give you a couple of tips, and we're going to tell you a couple places to go to, particularly a website called garlazyme.com where you can watch my Chalk Talk on this. But basically, where you should get garlic, and any kind of garlic you use, garlic powder, fresh cloves crushed, cooking it, it's all good for you, but you're going to miss the primary molecule called allicin. You're going to get selenium. You're going to get sulfur. You're going to get a lot of other little nutrients that are in there. There's a couple of B vitamins in garlic powder. But the point is that the primary active ingredient involved in helping us with healthy blood clotting, with healthy cholesterol, with controlling our blood sugar, with helping us with promoting naturally healthy blood pressure. All of those things come from this allicin molecule.
Now, Bill, I real quick, I just want to ask you something. Now, so what you're saying is if we want to get this allicin, we've only had really one choice. That's to eat fresh garlic. And I checked, by the way, I looked on all my garlic pills, and you know what? They all either didn't have allicin or they said they were pretty sure they made allicin.
Well, the garlic pills kind of are garlic pretend. They're allicin pretend. But let me help the audience here because you know, Americans don't like garlic. They love garlic. But the point is, go get your garlic, take a clove off that bulb, and macerate it. I mean, really crush it. Don't just slice it, and you're going to mix an enzyme, alainase, with the pulp of the garlic clove, which is alain, and then you're going to make allicin. Now, you've done it right there. There's no stomach acid interfering. Now, how do you get it down? It's so pungent, it's going to burn your throat, burn your stomach, and you're going to have garlic breath. If you can do fresh garlic every day, fine by you. Most of us aren't as tough as Roman soldiers. So the point is they've made a new type of garlic pill, and it's called Garlazyme. And what it is they took minerals that are alkaline, and then those alkaline minerals are bathing the garlic powder so that when it gets opened up and the capsule opens up in our stomach, the alkaline minerals are buffering the acids, the stomach acids. 9 seconds later, you've got real allicin because the enzyme that activates it isn't destroyed. So alainase is retained. 9 seconds later, allicin, the primary active molecule. Now, there are allicin pretenders out there, and they say allicin yield or allicin potential. There's another one that says max at the end, allicin max, something like that. And it says they've got 100 milligrams of pure allicin powder. That's nonsense. 100 milligrams, you'd burn a hole in your stomach. I mean, this stuff is pungent. The point is, you get 2,000 micrograms in a clove or so, 2,500 micrograms. It's about 2.5 milligrams of real allicin in a clove of garlic. The only product that delivers the same amount as a real average-sized clove of garlic is this Garlazyme capsule. You want to go to garlazyme.com. They're our sponsor. They're a reason for being here. Garlazyme, GARLIZYME.com. There's a little movie there. But watch my Chalk Talk. It's a little video presentation. It explains all this to you. And guess what? This wonderful garlic pill that assuredly gives you the real allicin powder, that is less than $9 a month. $8.60. Shipping is free. Let me tell you how to get it, because they are our sponsor, 866-674-3955. Their shipping headquarters in Las Vegas. I formulated that product. It's Garlazyme, 866-674-3955, or go to garlazyme.com and learn more about it. The point is that we haven't got dietary supplements that are as potent or as effective. We could center all of our health around garlic, not statin drugs, not worrying about cholesterol and all those things. centered around something that promotes health. David, tell your audience the story about the two doors and which one we should trust. How do you say that to the audience?
Well, first of all, I'm stunned that it's, you know, when I found out that this product was under $9 a month, I just want to say one thing real quick. Somebody asked me to get them this garlic they heard about on the internet that supposedly made Allison. It was $89 a month, Bill, and I don't know if it really made Allison or not. But, folks, if you're sitting here wondering, you hear things in the news, dietary supplements, they're unsafe, they're unregulated, they're suspicious, they're not proven, and why turn your back on all this wonderful science? All the medications are tested, and they're regulated, and your doctors prescribe them. So I want you to play a little game with me, folks. It's the two-door game. So there you are standing in front of two doors. And when you go ahead, open each door and look in. You know what you see? In each room, there's a bunch of pills on shelves and bottles with no labels. So there's room A and room B. Now, your job is to pick a room, go in, grab a bottle, take six pills, and swallow it. And you don't know what they are. Okay, I'll give you one clue. Room A is dietary supplements. Room B are pharmaceutical drugs. So if you had to go into one of those rooms and pick a random bottle not knowing what was in it and take six pills, which would you do, Bill? I mean, which would you do?
Well, your point, I think, is that drugs don't make you healthy.
And they're not safe, especially doing them random.
Now we see the drug companies are hiding the results of safety studies on all their – we don't even know they're safe. They may be FDA approved, but they're hiding all their safety studies. But the point being, let me get back to this garlic issue. If you want to find out what I'm talking about, you can go to knowledgeofhealth.com. It's my non-commercial website. Look up my garlic report there. It talks about the aggregate biological threats that we face in life, from radiation, from heavy metals, from chemicals in the air, in our water, in our food. There's amoeba, there's bacteria, there's fungus, there's viruses. What could protect us from all of those at once without having to take something for everything, plus every aging disorder that comes along as a chronic disease that comes along with that's part of aging? What could possibly address that? Allison from garlic does, and this is what our little preaching from our sermonette today is, garlic does this. You just need to learn how to, for sure, get this Allison molecule. That's what the Garlazyme breakthrough is. This idea had been on the market for 4 or 5 years here and there. We knew the inventors of it and said it hadn't been marketed and explained correctly. And that's why we're on the air here, to educate you. And yes, we give you the alternatives. The alternatives is fresh crushed garlic. Go for it if you can handle it. If you can't, Garlazyme is non-pungent, no garlic odor, and for sure gives you the same amount of Allison that you got in a clove of garlic. Don't fall for these pretender Allison pills and garlic pills. They're not going to give you the real McCoy. There's aged garlic. It's good for it. It has a lot of science behind it. But we want to give you the real McCoy. Aged garlic doesn't have the Allison. A-L-L-I-C-I-N. That's how that's spelled. And Allison is the main active ingredient in garlic. You're not getting it in most garlic pills. I know you don't want that garlic odor. I know you don't want that pungency. You can finally get a product that's economical, and it addresses aging. It addresses every known health threat. It addresses, you know, if we could just make the center focus of American medicine around garlic, we wouldn't need all those medicines, and we would save hundreds of billions of dollars. And, of course, self-serving modern medicine has taken us in a different direction, to the point where virtually every malady – chronic disease that exists is defined as a drug deficiency, at least in practice.
Bill, every person that walks in the store that I tell them a little bit about the story that you're telling us now about the garlic, I think it's so exciting. Everyone expects that it's going to cost a lot of money, and this is, to me, as a person that sells vitamins in a health food store, this is exciting to me that we can offer such a profound supplement. And it's inexpensive. And again, if you think about it, garlic is certainly one of the reasons why the Mediterranean diet has been shown over and over to be the healthiest diet in the world. Now, Bill, I'm going to ask you – we're going to take a short break here on Have a Heart Health Radio. I'm going to ask you to get into this a little deeper because at our store, we've been really interested in nitric oxide. You hear a lot of commercials now, this little gas molecule that has such a profound effect on blood vessel health and heart health and different things. But I understand that garlic may actually sort of be the controller of this or have a role in nitric oxide metabolism. I think everybody wants to hear that. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. Don't go away. At Apple Health Foods in Redwood City, California, we sell natural supplements and body care, but you can get that at a lot of places. We carefully select which products we offer. We're open 7 days with plenty of free parking. We make it easy to shop in the store or online, and products can be shipped to you no matter where you are. Apple Health Foods stands behind what we sell 100%, and we offer a 20% store-wide discount to seniors, CAP members, call for details, and anyone who shops online at www.applehealthfoods.net. Now, not every vitamin store can offer you all of this, but Apple Health Foods provides you something without which all the rest means very little. Experience, knowledge, and customer service. Sure, we sell products to support our business like anybody else, but we're not satisfied unless we help you move your health forward. If you want to feel your best, you should be taking vitamins, and if you take vitamins, you should be shopping at Apple Health Foods. Visit us on the web at www.applehealthfoods.net or call us at 877-APPLE-HF. That's 877-277-5343.
Garlic, it's better than you think. Roman soldiers chewed garlic cloves as they marched into battle. But the primary active ingredient in garlic, allicin, isn't found in any garlic pill or even in a clove of garlic, that is, until it is crushed to activate any enzyme that produces allicin. However, because of its pungency, fresh crushed garlic is difficult to swallow. Enter the world's first enzyme-activated garlic, Garlazyme. Proven to produce allicin in your digestive tract. Its secret, patented alkaline chemistry that neutralizes acidity in the stomach so the enzyme, alanase, can produce allicin. You can economically obtain the world's first enzyme-activated allicin by calling 1-866-674-3955. The health benefits of fresh crushed garlic are just a phone call away. Call 1-866-674-3955. There are many garlic products that pretend to deliver allicin, but only Garlazyme reliably delivers real allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, in your digestive tract without the pungency or odor. You'll also be surprised at the low price. Visit www.garlicbreakthrough.com to learn more or call 1-866-674-3955.
Welcome back, everyone, to Have a Heart Health Radio. Now, we are discussing today just really how profound garlic is for human health. I mean, I think we all know it's healthy. Okay, eat a little garlic. But the point we're making today is you don't get the most important parts of garlic unless you do one of two things. You got to eat fresh garlic, or you have to try the only garlic supplement that actually produces allicin and some other things that you don't get from garlic pills or if you just cook a lot of garlic. Now, listen, one of the things that Bill and I would like to do on this program is address your issues as much as we can. You know, we're not doctors. We can't prescribe things, but we do have information, and we're glad to give it for free. If you would like your question answered on the air, it can be anonymous, here's our toll-free number, 844-49-HEART. That's 844-494-3278. Again, 844-494-3278. Leave us a message, and we'll do our best. We'll take a segment every week in the show and try to address your questions. You know, Bill, I just saw a recent study where they showed that the Mediterranean diet lowered heart disease by about, I think it was 74%. And by the way, without lowering cholesterol, just to your other point. And garlic is certainly a big part of this. You talk about allicin, and if we can get this molecule in our diet, you're talking about fighting off microbes, helping the heart, heavy metal detoxification. But let's get a little deeper into the science. There's something called NRF2. That's NRF2. What is it? why should we care, and how does this relate to garlic?
NRF2 is a little gene inside our body, and when we have a small biological threat, even a large one, but we're talking about small ones, is that it gets triggered and says, turn on all the defenses in the body, all the internal antioxidant defenses. It will make and say for our cells to start making glutathione, catalase, superoxide dismutase, and heme oxygenase. The ASEs mean at the end, the ACEs, meaning it's an enzyme, an enzymatic antioxidant. If you do that, it has an anti-aging effect. This is essentially what we call an anti-aging pill. It can even reverse the biological clock hands of time. There was a pill a few years ago. It's selling $80 million a year. It's an NRF2 activator. They use five Chinese herbs, and it activates this NRF2 gene trigger, and it's $40 a month. We're talking about Garlazyme activating this. How does it do it? Well, let me tell you a little secret. 1992, Louis Ignaro, a wonderful researcher, discovered the molecule of the year, and that was nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is a gas. It's a little gas in your blood vessels, and it widens or dilates your blood vessels, helps you have better circulation, lower blood pressure, and sends a ripple through your arteries. It's a health signal to turn on those internal antioxidants via this NRF2 trigger. Okay, so that was a giant discovery in 1992, won a Nobel Prize of all things. And now Louis Ignaro put his name on another discovery, and that is that really nitric oxide comes from another little gas that's just slight amounts of it made in our arteries called hydrogen sulfide. Hydrogen sulfide is a volcano gas, four big whiffs of it at the side of a volcano, and you're in the grave. But just tiny amounts, which is what a garlic clove is going to make if it really has allicin in it. We're back to that allicin story. Is going to really do this nitric oxide effect, and we are really going to get the full health benefits of this. Six pharmaceutical companies fast on the chase here to make a drug that activates hydrogen sulfide in small amounts, and garlic does it. Even the very test they showed this in, Proceedings National Academy of Science, they use garlic to demonstrate it. We don't need a hydrogen sulfide drug. We need a garlic capsule that assuredly produces allicin that then produces the hydrogen sulfide and produces this effect. And folks, if you're listening, yes, they're our sponsor, Garlazyme. I helped formulate the product, and it's been said many times before, when you buy something, quality, service, or price, pick any two of the three. With Garlazyme, for the first time, you get all three. Quality, the best garlic pill in the market. Service, absolutely. And price, under $9, $8.60. You have to buy in quantity. You buy three bags, you get one free. Shipping is free. There's no buyer's remorse. There's no price resistance. This is a wonderful breakthrough to give you the highest quality garlic capsule available. It's normally $11.50 for a bag of it, 30-day supply. You buy three, get one free. It's $8.60 and free shipping. So that's our deal today. That's what keeps us on the air. That's our commercial interest. But we love talking about it because it's something everybody likes. They just want to know how to get it, not waste their money. If you go look at those Allicin Pretender pills, they're all $20 and $30 a month. We're talking at less than $9 a month for this wonderful Garlazyme capsule. If you want to check it out yourself, garlazyme.com. Watch my little chalk talk there. GARLIZYME.com or 866-674-3955. You call, leave your name and number, they'll call you back. 866-674-3955. The product is called Garlazyme. It's an absolute breakthrough. Look, the Roman soldiers marched into battle with it. They lamented the loss of it when the Israelites left Egypt and they only could recall how wonderful it was. Don't let garlic escape from you. Don't let it be lost in your health regimens. If we formed the center of all of Western medicine around everybody taking garlic, the mortality rates would drop. The health quotients would go up. By the way, it never induces antibiotic resistance, germ resistance, even though it kills every known bacterium, virus, fungus, amoeba, and so on. So it's a, you know, in this era of antibiotic resistance, they're saying 32,000 people are dying every year because the antibiotics aren't working anymore. We're really entering the dark ages again. We won't be able to fix most of these infections that we have. And what are we going to be using in its stead? Instead of penicillin, instead of neomycin, instead of all of those wonderful antibiotic drugs, we're going to use garlic. And you've got to get the allicin. That's the main antibiotic ingredient, the main active ingredient in garlic. Only Garlazyme assuredly delivers it, David.
And here's the great news, Bill. Even if all those antibiotics still work, and you're right, I'm reading from the CDC, not just, you know, anybody writing an article. But look, the garlic is good for you. It's safe. You can take it today to help prevent. That's the big thing. We're not waiting. Wait till I get MRSA, and then I wonder if Garlazyme will help. Wait till I get C. difficile, and will Garlazyme help? Take your garlic today. Bill, one thing I want to pull into perspective, because I wrote a little article about this, going back to this NRF2, which may be new to people. My understanding, and I'm going to be a little broad here, but, you know, doctors will say, or some researchers will say, the antioxidant theory of aging hasn't really panned out. And we know that free radicals damage tissue, and we know that antioxidants prevent it. But just having a lot of antioxidants per se hasn't resulted in what we thought. But if I understand this correctly, the NRF2, when you upregulate it, like with Garlazyme, you cause your body to produce the internal antioxidants, glutathione, catalase. These are the ones that work in the mitochondria, and these are the ones that are really associated more with anti-aging rather than necessarily C and, you know, beta-carotene and things like that. Am I on the right track here?
You're on the right track. We're introducing something that might be over the heads of most of our listeners at the first time they hear it, NRF, and what does that mean? The point is that they know about garlic. They can trust garlic. Does anybody listening think they need to go to their doctor and ask permission? Will it interfere with my drugs? No, it won't. Can I use it with blood thinners? Yes, you can. There's a number of studies that show this. And, you know, it's people love garlic. They know. They're familiar with it. And so it's something they just want to know, is it pungent and it's going to – am I going to have that garlic breath? And that's what it's about, because Garlazyme is this alkaline buffered, the world's first buffered garlic capsule. And it assuredly, this was in a human study, delivers on this allicin molecule, just like you get in a fresh clove of garlic, but you don't have to chew it in your mouth and cause a sore throat and a burning stomach to get it, and the garlic breath on top. This is something that's easy for you to assimilate. It's an alkaline buffered pill. It gets into your stomach. It opens up the alkalinity of the minerals. This is magnesium, potassium, and so on. Buffers it from the stomach acid. 9 seconds later, you have the real allicin molecule, the primary active molecule in fresh crushed garlic. So you can do it either way, fresh crushed, or call Garlazyme 866-674-3955. And make sure they're going to help you out. And a bag of this wonderful Garlazyme capsules is $11.50 a month. You buy three, get one free. It's just $8.60. Shipping is free, and you'll never regret it. A wonderful investment in your health. It gives you greater health benefits than you paid for this. And I can't think of a dietary supplement that even exists anymore that's this low price. So I think the affordability of a health revolution based around garlic, you have to have affordability, David, to make it happen.
Well, this is what's so wonderful to me. Like I said, as somebody that stands there and tries to help people find the right dietary supplement, I'm looking at my garlic shelf. And look, you made a good point, Bill. Garlic has lots of compounds that are good for you. So any garlic pill has some health benefits. They're not worthless, but there is not a garlic pill on the shelf until Garlazyme that actually gives you this allicin, which is this remarkable molecule. And folks, when you hear this kind of information on the radio, I know you probably hear infomercials and things, and someone tries to get you excited to see how much money you can spend. Here is a remarkable, really game-changing product. It's affordable. I'm thrilled to see a dietary supplement like this. You are listening to Have a Heart Radio. Dave Statter, Bill Sardi. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
A newly recognized genetic pathway now makes it possible to offer an anti-aging pill for less than $10 a month. The genetic pathway is called NRF2. NRF2 is the most powerful pathway to increase the human health span and lifespan, naturally activating internal enzymatic antioxidants. While there are over 60 natural molecules that trigger NRF2, the most powerful is the most noxious and pungent, allicin, which is only produced when a fresh clove of garlic is crushed, but because of its pungency, is difficult to swallow. Stomach acid destroys the enzyme that activates allicin, rendering most garlic pills impotent. Enter Garlazyme, the world's first alkaline buffered garlic capsule that assuredly produces enzyme-activated allicin as shown in a human study. There are garlic capsules that pretend to offer allicin. Then there are NRF2 activating drugs and herbal products which cost $40 to $50 a month and are sometimes unreliable. Garlazyme assuredly produces allicin, the primary active molecule in garlic without garlic odor. A 30-day supply can cost less than $10 a month. So turn in your body's internal natural antioxidants with Garlazyme, the world's first enzyme-activated garlic capsule. Call 866-674-3955 or go to garlizyme.com to learn more. That's 866-674-3955.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Have a Heart Health Talk Radio. Yours truly, Dave Statter, and with me today,
Bill Sardi, right here on Have a Heart Radio. We've been talking, and you've been listening, about garlic, and we like to focus about this. It is our sponsor of our program. We do have a commercial interest in this product. You should, too, because it's an investment in your health. And you had a couple of questions about this, David.
Well, you know, one thing, speaking of questions, let me just digress a moment, Bill. I would, you know, we want to connect with you all out there, okay? And we're not in a position to take callers on our show at this point, but we want to hear from you. So if you have a question you'd like us to address on the air, remember we're on this station you're listening to every Sunday at 11 a.m. We will be here for you, trying to give you free, good health information without the pharmaceutical bias. That's all. Real science, common sense health. Call 844-49-HEART. That's 844-494-3278. Now, you know, Bill, so I have a question. I take quite a few dietary supplements, not as much as some people I hear about, but more than most probably. And when I found out about Garlazyme, no-brainer. I just added it to what I was doing. But people ask me questions like this all the time. So if you're taking a multivitamin or vitamin C or a bunch of different dietary supplements, it seems self-explanatory to me, but is it okay to add Garlazyme to what you're doing?
It certainly is. It doesn't interfere with any known medications. And I know a lot of folks are on blood thinners. They took mice, laboratory mice, put them on some of the blood-thinning drugs, and then put them on the garlic with the allicin, and it didn't overthin the blood. So it's important for people to know. It doesn't really interfere with medicines that we take. Another issue that comes up is where we may be taking antibiotics, and the antibiotics scour our digestive tract, our stomach, of the good bacteria, the acid-forming bacteria called Lactobacillus and Bifidus. And it turns out, people ask, but I know the garlic, they hear it kills bacteria, viruses, funguses, amoeba, but does it kill the good bacteria in our digestive tract? And it's amazing how nature works. And I have the study here. It's from Phytomedicine, Journal of Phytomedicine, June 2012, is that allicin in garlic does not kill off the Lactobacillus and the Acidophilus, we like to call it, in our digestive tract. Isn't that amazing? It kills off the bad guys and leaves the good bacteria that's there for us. So I think it's very – yeah, and, you know, this is a wonderful thing to realize. We live at a time when they think we're going to go back to the Dark Ages, we're going to go back to these pestilences and these plagues, because the antibiotics aren't going to work. They called penicillin, you know, the magic bullet when it was first developed. Now it won't work anymore. This is the potential of what's going on. And so here, what do we have that kills every known bacterium, virus, fungus? And why aren't we taking it? Why aren't doctors making us the central focus of their practice? It should be garlic, and it should be a product called Garlazyme that assuredly delivers the primary active molecule called allicin. And again, if you're just tuning in, the allicin is made because the Garlazyme capsule is buffered, it's alkaline, it opens up in your acidic stomach, preserves the alainase enzyme that then activates into allicin and buffers it away from the stomach acid, and there you go. You have the primary active molecule. You can do this now. Go get your garlic cloves, macerate and crush them good, and if you can chew it down and swallow it without making your throat raw, and you can do it without the pungency and the garlic odor, that's fine. But what we've done is do that for you. And so there's no garlic odor. It's easy to take down, and it assuredly delivers the allicin. It's called Garlazyme. It's a breakthrough product, and it's very affordable, $8.60 a month when you buy in quantity. And it's a miracle pill. Well, you know, I hate to use that word, David, because people think, you know, I formulated this product. We're kind of hyping ourselves. But think, is there a prescription drug that does all the things that garlic does? No, not even one.
Not close, Bill. Hey, and look, let me add something as a retailer. As a guy that owns a health food store, Bill, it's my job to evaluate products. It's my job to not have sort of substandard products on my shelf. It's my job not to have overpriced, overhyped products. And let me tell you all a little secret. Now, I'm sure you hear people saying, our product is special, our product is this. Okay, the thing is, I've been in the business 40 years, and everybody just assumed that if you ground up garlic powder or squeezed garlic oil, it would have allicin in it. Everybody assumed that. So early garlic pills came out and said, well, we put a clove in, we got 2 milligrams of allicin. Turned out not to be true. And then people devised different ways, and they called it allicin potential, because they figured that maybe it would work. And it really didn't turn out to be true. This is a legitimate breakthrough, one of the best favorite superfoods that from time as far back as we can go have preserved people's health. And now the science, this NRF2 thing, Bill, is huge. This internal antioxidant and the relation with nitric oxide, this is huge. And the fact that it can be done for under $10 a month is amazing.
I think we need to say NRF2 numerous times. Audience needs to have this drilled in a few times so they understand what we're saying, that our human body, the way God made it, has a defense mechanism. And that defense mechanism is turned on by a gene called NRF2. And if we have something that's a slight biological stress, what is garlic? Wow, that's pungent. And so it turns on that defensive mechanism and activates internal antioxidant enzyme. If I'm trying to make glutathione, the master antioxidant in our body, I can go get it at a dietary supplement store for $30, $40 a bottle, or I can just turn it on internally in my body. We'll make it naturally, and I can do it very inexpensively with a Garlazyme capsule. So if you want to know about Garlazyme or more about it, 866-674-3955, 866-674-3955. That's the Las Vegas Shipping Center, and they're happy to answer your questions. Leave your name and phone number. They'll get back to you. And understand, there is a wonderful website where I give a little chalk talk on this, and that is garlazyme.com, garlizyme.com. Don't let garlic get past you in your life. It should be the center part of everybody's health regimen, and it's inexpensive. That's the big news.
That is a big news. Yeah, go to that website, folks. It although, you know, you're able to listen to the radio, those of you that just aren't web active, you're hearing the story here. And, you know, Bill, let me ask you this. Now, what we want to do with this program is, as you said, both of us, because of our backgrounds, have come in contact with a lot of real-life, common-sense, real science health information, information that's out there but doesn't get to people. And what we're going to try and do on this program every week is cut through and bring people information they can use and do it, you know, give as much as possible. That's why we do want you to call 844-49-HEART. Leave us a message. We'll try to address it on the air. And each week we'll bring up several topics as much as we can and try and help you sort them out, try and give you the information that will make it easy. Bill, one of the big buzzwords in the, quote, health industry is, you know, anti-aging. Anytime you can say something is anti-aging, it gets people's interest and gets people excited. I was wondering, how about next week on our show, can we discuss the whole concept of anti-aging? I know you've done a lot of work on this.
I have, but this gets confused with consumers. When we come back next week, you know, I can remember as a kid learning about life. And, we were at a Bible camp up in the mountains and watching the shooting stars and thinking about life. And I asked God, but God, why do we have to get old? Or why do we get old? Would you like an answer to that question? Somewhere along the way, I found some answers to that and what we can do about it. How can we live a long, lovely, wonderful, productive life, active mentally and physically, increase our health span along with our lifespan? How can we do that the way God planned it? Well, you're going to learn about that next week as we talk about aging. Why does it occur? What accelerates it? Is it something in our diet? Yes, it is. And what can we do to slow it down and live 120 healthy years? If you think that's a big promise to deliver, well, it's not so big. Moses did it and activated some of these same principles a couple thousand years ago. So the point is we're going to be talking about the things that cause us to age prematurely, and actually we're designed at the current moment to live about 120 healthy years. Wouldn't that be wonderful if we could find out how to do it?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think the only reason why most of us might say that we don't want to live longer is because we associate it with being sick, being debilitated, having pain, suffering, and nobody wants an extra minute of that. So I'm looking forward. I have some ideas because I think ultimately, isn't that the whole purpose? As long as we're here, we want to have a nice, long, and healthy life. We can be productive. We can add to things. And, Bill, we're probably talking to a lot of baby boomers. You and I are both baby boomers. There's a whole lot of us. We're getting into our 60s and beyond, and we need this information. So, again, Bill, tell us I'm going to give out our toll-free number. We're almost out of time. One more time here, 844-49-HEART. Leave us a message. We'll try to address your questions and concerns on the air. And, Bill, I got this straight, Garlazyme, GARLIZYME.com. People really need to see your Chalk Talk. And if they want more information, what's the toll-free number?
866-674-3955. Leave their number and they'll call back. That's the good folks at Garlazyme, the shipping center in Las Vegas. We're here for your health, and we want to come back every week, share with you things from the heart, make sure that we have armed you and given you great ideas for self-care to save money and your health.
That's right. We'll be here every week. Tell your friends. We look forward to seeing you next time. So stay happy, stay healthy, and thanks for listening.